And welcome back. Welcome to No Country for Us, where we talk about Generation Z culture and the opinions of the people in it. Today, we will be talking about fashion, and I am joined by Brandon Bridgman today.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
All right, so Brandon.
Yes.
I know you specifically. Like
you do.
Yes.
Know me specifically, yes.
Yes. I know you like to wear a lot of designer clothes, okay?
I would say more streetwear because I'm poor, but yeah.
All right, well then explain the difference between those two things.
Well, designer would be like Gucci and Louis Vuitton and Balenciaga, Dior, mm-hmm. Fear of God to an extent just because of how expensive it is.
Right.
And streetwear would be Supreme, Golf Wang. I mean, not just Golf the Sport.
Right.
Bape. Oh, there you go. But yeah, so with streetwear, like, it's not really that expensive, but it's so popular that it sells out so fast that you can get really good resale on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could buy like $100 hoodie and like for Supreme, like you could buy a box logo for like $170 and then resell it for $1,000.
Right. Explain the, like, how many pieces do you own, would you say?
Oh, well, I copped 7 golf pieces over the summer. I got the, I got a pair of Golf LaFleurs, the pair that came out in August. I got the, Igor golf hoodie. I guess got a cream golf basics hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
I got the exclusive Golf Jenny's ice cream shirt.
Right. Now, what is golf? Like, who owns golf?
Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler, the Creator. All right.
Famed musician, designer, businessman.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm pretty sure you've noticed, because I know you pay attention to fashion. You've definitely noticed that, like, a lot of these brands, they go to extremes or they go to, like, extreme minimalism.
For
if,
sure.
If you know what I mean. So explain kind of, like, what you've seen there.
Well, like, with Supreme, you know, you can pay, like, $1,000 for a hoodie with a box on it that says Supreme.
Right.
But then on the opposite end of that, you got the really whack Supreme stuff, just like garbage over the line. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never pay $1,000 for a box logo, but it looks better than some of the other stuff they put out.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Do you still watch PewDiePie?
A little bit.
Did you ever see that thing where he was talking about designer clothes?
I think so.
Yeah, like, he brought up, I think it was the fall/winter campaign that Gucci had, and it was just like,
yeah,
2018, it's stuff that nobody is wearing. Like, they've got like sweater masks and stuff, and it's just,
yeah, it's kind of whack.
Yeah, like, and they're selling out, which I think is crazy, you know. And
well, because people buy them and they like never wear them. Billie Eilish, except for her, she wears them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, half the time she can rock it though, so it's all right. I'm
exactly.
not tripping too
like,
much.
For some people it works, and it's like, you know, I think fashion is becoming one of those things where it's like we're starting to buy things just to own them, not even necessarily to...
That's what I do with my Supreme shirt, yeah.
Yeah, like I think H3H3 on their podcast, they brought this up. I think they showed a clip of Kanye. No, it wasn't H3H3. It was iDubbbz. And he was talking about Kanye, and there was a clip of Kanye getting out of his car and taking off his new Yeezys. And he brought up the excellent point that, like, we've started going against what the actual piece of clothing is made for. And, like, he just took them off, and he just walked around barefoot because he didn't want to get them dirty. So, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So...
I'm not really like that with my shoes, you know? Like, I mean, I like to keep my shoes, like, clean. Like, I don't like them dirty, but shoes are supposed to get beat up. Like, my Supreme Vans are beat up real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they look better like that, so...
How much you pay for those?
Well, let's see, they were like $110 retail, but they sold out immediately. I got them like, oh, I think I hit the mic. I got, whatever.
Don't worry about it.
I got them like later that day, and they like, I found a guy reselling them for only like $140 on StockX, so I only paid an extra $30.
Right, right. So tell me, I see a lot of people wearing them, and I mean, I don't personally wear them. I can't really afford it, but like, why do you think that like Generation Z and such is like so attracted to these type of brands? Because, like...
Well, I mean, every generation, like, since brand cultures exploded, has had their brands.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only reason I bring that up is because, like,
just these brands are, like, crazy expensive.
Well, the only reason I bring that up is because I feel like I haven't seen these kinds of brands, like, go to the extremes that they have. Like, Gucci is literally just, at this point, making art pieces. And then, like, Supreme is just making, like...
Supreme's garbage now.
Yeah,
honestly.
So it's like, but why are we still buying them? And I think that's, like, my overall question.
I'm not.
You're not?
No, I mean, I've switched over to Golf, mainly.
I know, but I'm not just necessarily talking about Supreme. I'm talking about just...
All the brands, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I personally won't buy Supreme anymore just because it's, like, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And, like, just have a couple pieces, and it's just like, well, I mean... I can only make so many outfits out of this.
Right, right.
And I mean, Golf, like, yeah, Golf's also expensive. I mean, it's not as expensive, but it's still expensive. And the only reason I really like Golf so much is because Tyler, the Creator, owns it. Mm-hmm. And I like supporting him. So,
right, yeah.
Plus, he's really good at designing clothes, so.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. It's just that I think there's, like, you're going to cringe when I say this. Because you're going to say...
Is this going to be a boomer moment?
No. It's just that, like, how do I put it? I feel like they're trying to make a statement, a lot of these brands. You know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like, especially brands like Supreme and Gucci in particular, even Louis Vuitton does this quite a bit, is that they go to these extremes and then, like, I feel like they're just making stuff to prove that people will still buy it regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
Like Supreme, like, they literally released...
Bruh, the brick.
Yeah, the brick.
Is that what you're going
to say? Yeah.
The brick, the axe, the padlock.
Yeah, like...
They released a motorcycle, like an actual Honda motorcycle for 10 grand.
Yeah, and, like, people are still buying it, and that's what's ridiculous. So it's like...
Can I check my phone?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, cool.
Yeah. It's just the... I don't know. I just feel like it's... I feel like it's just become, like, this big joke on people that, like, Supreme and Gucci and stuff, they're all just saying, hey, you know, look, let's see how ridiculous we can make this.
Let's get off topic for a second here.
What's that?
All right, so, speaking of jokes, new movie out.
New movie out.
New movie out just came out, Joker.
No. Stay on topic.
Okay, I know we're supposed to stay on topic here, but, like, just out of 10, real quick. Out of 10.
9.5.
I'm even at 10.
10?
Top right. 5 movie list, definitely. Okay, back on topic. Clothes. Yeah, I'd say... Here's a clothing debate for you.
What's that?
Checks or stripes, Nike or Adidas?
Checks or stripes, Nike or Adidas?
What yeah. Because, well...
Oh.
Dude, Jesus, come on.
I gotta go with Nike, honestly. Personally, like, old Nike is really, don't say anything.
I don't think we'd be friends anymore. How are you gonna go checks over stripes, dude?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because, like, even, like, Nike and Adidas kind of, like, do the whole hype beast movement.
Yeah, Adidas has Yeezys.
Yeah, exactly.
Nike has Jordans.
Exactly. And, like, I mean,
dude, all Jordans now are trash except for, like, ones.
Yeah, I'm even going to be honest. Like, some of these shoes just don't look good, yet they're selling out, like, insanely fast. And it's like, I feel like I only see this trend with, like, our generation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, because, like...
Well, because everyone wants to be like, oh, hey, guys, I'm rich. Huh. And they just buy this stuff, and it's like, dude.
Yeah.
It's not...
Exactly.
Like, half the time, they don't even look good. Like, there's some people...
Yeah.
There's some people who can, like, pull off real good, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute, but...
Have you gone to any thrift shops lately?
Yeah, I didn't pick anything up, though. I didn't really have anything.
I just found a place, Reset St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, they, like, resell all the Hypebeast stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, that actually... I had a question about that. So, like, you know, back in, like... I remember my mom telling me about this. Back in the 80s and stuff, it's, like, going to thrift shops and stuff was, like, looked down upon.
You know, oh, yeah, now it's, like...
Yeah, and now
dope
it's, like,
for us.
Now it's, like, a thing, you know, like...
Well, because, like, I mean, if you think about it, when our parents were kids, what they have in... They had, like, trash 60s clothing, like, sweater vests and that stuff. You know, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, but like nowadays we think of that stuff as like vintage. So
yeah, like, and that stuff's like cool. And even then, like the vintage stuff at thrift shops now is like, well, we're going to 2020s, so now it's like early 2000s stuff. But
right,
like,
right.
I'd say when we were in like middle school and in the early 2010s, it was like 90s stuff.
Right.
And so that kind of brought back everything, but yeah.
So like I have a kind of a weird question for you.
Oh,
do you think that fashion is very, do you think that like, how do I put this? Do you think going to thrift shops and getting those kind of clothes is a trend, or do you think that's something that you're going to see like just stay from here on out?
Well, it depends on, I don't know, you know, if our kids think our fashion was kind of whack, then probably not.
Cause like,
but
even though like,
well, it depends on how you're raised too.
Right. Right. So like, cause like
my mom was always like, oh, don't go to thrift shops. That's
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. I remember I wanted to go to a thrift shop in Colorado and my grandpa was like, why do you want to go there? You know, that's like disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cause that's where all the cool stuff is.
I feel like, see, I'm not really like into thrifting that much just cause my parents had so many cool clothes that they just passed them down to me.
Right. Right.
I'll raid their closet and I'll be like, yo, this is kind of dope.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
Side note, my mom kind of had the drip in high school. She had a Fendi top.
Ooh, that's cool.
She had Fendi glasses.
Mm-hmm.
The Fendi glasses are actually the same prescription as mine, so I was going to wear them, but they're kind of feminine. Don't know if I could rock it that good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just, how do I put it? Fashion has become, like, so individualized, even with all, like, the streetwear that we have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's become very like your own personal style. So it's like, I don't know. Do you think the personal aspect of style is just a trend in and of itself?
Well, I don't know. Like, I like to dress pretty unique
mm-hmm.
when I feel like dressing up, but usually I'll just like throw on some Adidas pants so I don't have to dress out in gym.
Right.
That's what I've been doing like all this year is I'll throw on sweatpants and Adidas pants and I'll just flex on my golf hoodies and mm-hmm. I'll call it a day. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. How much do you think you spent on
golf? I could do the math real quick in my head. Let's see, it was 100 for each hoodie versus 200, 40 mm-hmm. for both shirts. So that's 280, 35 for the golf flame cup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 315.
Mm-hmm.
110 for the shoes.
Right.
So that's 425.
Jeez.
And I swear to God, I got something. I got a hat. That was 30, so 455.
Jeez.
That's just all the stuff I remember right now, but
right.
I'm pretty sure that's everything I got.
Jeez. And then, like, that's not including Supreme, right?
Yeah, that was sophomore year, though. So the Supreme shirt was 80. Shoes were 140, so that's 220, and then I got a Supreme hat,
mm-hmm.
which was 30.
So when you buy this stuff, do you don't feel like you've been, like, I don't know, like, played at all?
No, honestly, dude, when I was working at McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
by the way, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about working at McDonald's, don't. Garbage.
No.
But, sorry, I had to get off track there for a second. I gotta warn the people. But, no, like, dude, like, I would see, because, like, I mean, I was working almost full-time, so I right. always had a steady income, so, like, at any time, I would have at least $200 in my bank account,
mm-hmm.
like, after buying everything.
Yeah.
So, like, there was a point where I didn't buy stuff for 2 or 3 weeks, and I had $900 in my bank account.
Jeez.
And then I blew it all on my anniversary, but it's all right.
That's rough. See, I can't imagine like spending that much on clothing in general. It's just like I like to look nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, another big clothing trend, NASA.
NASA
clothing.
That is. I've seen
it's kind of fire though.
Like, here's the thing. It's like I like it but I don't.
It's kind of like cuz it's kind of basic.
Yeah.
But, like, Jenna really wanted, that's my girlfriend.
Right.
For those listening. Jenna sure wanted a NASA jacket. You know, I had, like, a bunch of money in my bank account. I feel like I'm bragging right now. I'm not bragging. Because mm-hmm. I'm, like, I'm poor now, guys. Don't worry. But and she really wanted a NASA jacket. So I was like, yeah, all right. And there was, like, the cheap ones. And I was like, nah. So I went to, I think it's Oh, I can't remember the name of it. But they like, it was an expensive NASA jacket. It was like a officially licensed one, like $200.
Yeah, see, that's something I've been seeing too, is like, we're like grabbing these brands that aren't even clothing related and then turning it into a hype.
Yeah, that's so weird, honestly. Like, I wouldn't buy something like that, really.
Because, like, NASA, like, that's a government.
That's a government agency. What's next, CIA?
Yeah, and then
we I just copped the CIA vans. Let's go.
Yeah, like, we're out here buying like,
Homeland Security. Homeland Security Jordans.
FBI.
The Ice Jordans.
See, that's ridiculous. It's like, and I'm seeing that with so many. So, I was on, you know what Depop is, right?
Yeah, I have a Depop because you told me to get a Depop.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was on there yesterday, and you know what I saw?
Yeah. So
there's a company called Superior Plant Sales Incorporated, and it's literally like an indoor garden, and there's like a hype hoodie for it.
Yeah, but and I was like, there's a lot of brands like that. It's so just weird.
Yeah, and if I'm gonna be honest, I see that that's a trend. There's no way future generations are gonna be like, hey, let's hop on that train.
I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah, and like they're expensive too.
I know.
It's like, you know what I really want is I want a Stussy hoodie.
Stussy is dope.
I do.
Stussy's
like Stussy.
Really dope.
And here's the hilarious thing.
Palace is dope. People are sleeping on Palace for real.
Here's the thing though. I'm still not sure what Stussy is. Like, I know the clothing brand, but is that all it is? Or is it, like, a skateboard brand?
No idea. I know Palace is a skateboard brand. Supreme's a skateboard brand.
Mm-hmm.
Bape?
Who knows what Bape is?
It's just Japanese. We don't know what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
We nuked him, and then it was just all downhill. But then it was all uphill, because Japan's dope now.
So these, I see these brands, like Bape and stuff. So, like, Gucci and Louis Vuitton, like, those have been, like, around forever.
Yeah.
But, like, Bape in, like, Supreme and stuff, some of them started in the 90s, but, like, for the most part, they're just now
Bape started, I'm, like, almost positive. Well, no, I know around at least in 1996, because Supreme and Bape had a collaborative box logo in 1996.
Okay.
And it's kind of fire. It's, like, actually really fire. Well, but the problem is it's so rare that, like, even ones that are, like, torn to, like, piece like I was gonna say a bad word and I remembered I couldn't. Even ones that are like really just beat up and like look like trash, like actually like were like found in a dumpster, are selling for like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. So these brands like Bape and Supreme, like, do you see these staying around for a while?
No.
No? Why is that? It's like
people just fall off. I'm like, dude, I was like real into Supreme like sophomore year. You remember that? I was like planning on copping a bunch of stuff when I got a job, and then like they kind of fell off. They're kind of falling off. They release these shoes, these Nike shoes, the SB Dunks, I think.
Right.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Look them up. Look up like Supreme Nike SB Dunks. They are so ugly.
Supreme Nike SB Dunks.
SB, not PB.
I do have a pair of Nike SBs actually. Oh.
Is it the red and black one or the...
Yes. Oh, geez. You know...
Here, wait, show me. I want to make sure you got the right one.
Let's see here. For those who are listening, they are horrendous looking.
Truly disgusting. Probably the worst sneaker of the year.
Is it this?
Yeah, worst sneaker of the year.
No,
easy.
No. The worst sneaker so far is... I actually really like Yeezys, but these Yeezy Crocs...
Those are not real. Those are not real. No way. No way.
They are.
I do not believe you.
It's just...
For the audience listening, I'm looking it up right now.
I'm not sure. Like, I just feel like this... It's crazy. Like, style is turning into such a weird...
Oh, no. Kanye, dude. First you don't drop Jesus is King, then you do this?
Yeah, it's insane. I just feel like...
Yo, for real, though, these Yeezys have just dropped. They're the Colorways Hospital Blue, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Ooh, Yeezy.
I like Yeezys, but they're just...
I really like Yeezys. $300 for a sneaker.
What is this whole new phenomenon that we're seeing where, like, rappers are having their own clothing lines? Because this is, like, so strange. Like, it...
I feel like Kanye started it, for sure.
Yeah, Kanye was the beginning of it. And then we saw the, like, resurgence. You got Tyler, the Creator, with Golf and Golf Wang. You've got...
Well, Tyler, the Creator, started Golf Wang before Yeezy.
Well,
so technically, I guess...
Yeah, but
it'll be technical. Tyler started it.
So I guess Kanye, like, popularized it.
Yeah.
But it's just, oh, man, that's such an insane thing. Because, like, you know, usually if a rapper has, like, a rapper, that's it, you know? And then, like.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, rappers would have shoe collabs. Like, 50 Cent had, I think, like, Air Force Ones or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know they were Nikes. I don't remember what kind they were, but. Yeah.
So I guess the overarching question then is, do you think any of this will translate over to the next generation? Or do you think this is unique to us?
You know, I think it will. Depending on how much they stay on it and they don't fall off of it.
Right.
If they keep clothing as their passion, then yeah, definitely. I could definitely see it.
Like what specifically?
Like just, well, like with Yeezy, like Kanye, like, past 2 years, I don't think he's released a new model.
Right.
Like, he's just been doing the... Oh, actually, that's a lie, because he did the 700 V2s, but...
Right.
Still, the 700s are getting kind of played out, which is kind of why I'm iffy on buying the Hospital Blues.
Right.
When I have the money, because, you know, poor, but... Yeah. So, I don't know.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to wrap this up now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to No Country for Us. Tune in next week or whenever the next episode drops. We'll probably be talking about comedy then. Also, make sure you check out FHN Today's other videos where we have this new podcast line coming out, which is what I'm doing, and we have just a number of other videos and articles you can read.
Maybe there. I'll show up again.
Quite possibly. All right. Thank you for joining in.
Bird up.
Or ditto.